Hello, this is Joe Stoppelbeam, pastor of Sunrise Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona. I would like to welcome you to this special broadcast of Streams in the Desert with evangelist Cliff Lawton, where living waters flow. And now with our message for this Lord's Day is our evangelist, Cliff Lawton.
Thank you, dear Pastor Joe Stoppelbeam. What a blessing, what a joy, what a thrill it is to be with you, my dear friends. And a warm Arizona autumn welcome to you. You say, well, it's not autumn yet, but boy, it sure seems like we want it. Praise the Lord. It is summertime still, and yet the kids are back to school, and I trust you're back to Sunday school, back to the Lord's house. This is Pastor Cliff Lawton of Temple Baptist Church, thanking you for tuning in, dear friends, to, once again, to this special time, this oasis in the desert of sin we call Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow. And I do trust you're on the victory side. I trust you're rejoicing in the Lord, and I pray that you'll write to us or contact us and let us know that you're listening. We would so much appreciate it. And we have a special message tonight about the comfort in Christ, and I just want to challenge you about Jesus today. And we just thank God for His wonderful grace in and through our lives. I trust that you will write to us and let us know you're listening. We have some exciting things to report to you. We always, of course, appreciate those who do write to us. One dear precious lady writes to us, "Dear Evangelist Cliff Lawton, I so enjoy your show. It is such a blessing to my husband and myself. Every one of your shows is a blessing. I've grown so accustomed to them every week. God bless you." And that's Fred and Catherine. We thank God for them. And we need to pray for them. Special needs and just a special blessing to us. And we appreciate them so very much. So we need to hear from you, dear friend. And there's just all kinds of ways you can get in touch with us. You can call us at 250-9201, and that would be 520-250-9201. Or you can write to us at the Streams in the Desert. That's Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 5339, Tucson, Arizona. That's P.O. Box 5339, Tucson, Arizona, 85703. We need to hear from you, dear friend, because that's how we know we are being a help and a blessing to people. So if you don't write to us, you don't let us know, then how are we going to know? So we appreciate you, those of you who have written to us, and God bless you, and may the Lord just give you grace and a special grace, and we appreciate you more than you know. So we're in kind of a time of transition here. We'll be moving the production of this particular program from Sunrise Baptist Church. They've been so gracious and so wonderful in supplying facilities and personnel over to the Temple Baptist Church. And so we're in the process. We have some really wonderful, able people over there, some technologically apt people over there, Brother Bob Perry and Brother Mo Niles. And then Brother Blaine as well is going to continue to help us produce, I trust, as best he can. And we just appreciate all of their service. And then Pastor Joe, of course, and other people behind the scenes, Chrissy and Jerry over at the station. It does take quite a few people to make this all happen, and we appreciate them so very much. You can also watch us this week, this coming week, this Friday evening on television, on the cable, at 120 on Cox and 72 on Comcast. We appreciate that opportunity as well. That's 8 o'clock, a live show at 8 o'clock. And I just praise God for the new pastor study and for that opportunity. And, of course, if you miss everything, you can always go on the web. Most people have a computer in their home. Probably, 80 to 90% of people have a computer in their home now. And you can go online to tbctucson.com. That's T as in temple, B as in Baptist, C as in church, TBCTucson.com. And we'd love to hear from you through the website. Go on to the website. It will bless your heart. It's an interactive multimedia website. We have, it's called Streams in the Desert. And you say, well, what does this guy look like? What does this guy look like, this Cliff Lawton? Well, you see some pictures of me and my wife there, and as well, you can email us through there. We'd love to hear from you. So it's interactive. You will be able to get the Sunday morning service. I preached last week on blind Bartimaeus, and a special service as well this week. And then you'll be able to get the recent broadcasts of Streams in the Desert. And then as well, you'll be able to get the latest two telecasts that we have. So on the Pastor Study. So you can see all of that in one spot on the website. So we're extremely excited about that. And we're extreme in the desert excited about it. So thank God for you. And thank you for listening and for being an encouragement, all of you. Hey, we haven't heard from Tank Driver for a while, Blaine. Brother, we haven't heard from Brother Tank Driver for a while, have we?
Yeah.
Okay. He said he was going to get some pizza for us. So and all the rest of the staff that we have, right? So we're waiting to hear from Tank Driver. And bless his heart, he's probably out fighting for our country. But he is in the service, and we need to pray for him and all the servicemen. I'm telling you what, folks, it was exciting last Friday night to hear from Sergeant Mike Towery from Iraq and those soldiers who are in Bible study with him. We need to pray for them that God would keep them safe. And, you know, there's many wonderful things. As I was mentioning on the telecast last week, many wonderful things are happening in Iraq we don't hear about. Schools are opening up. Hospitals are opening up. Hotels are opening up. Places of business. Entrepreneurial spirit is taking place. And, yes, there's these people are not insurgents, by the way, that come in there and start bombing things. They're terrorists. And God talks about terrorists in Ezekiel that they go down on the sides of the pit when they're done. They're not going to 70 virgins, friend. I'll guarantee you that. They're going to be going to the judgment of God, and they've got a pretty big wake-up call, I'm afraid. So I ask you to pray for us, pray for this ministry, as we do go worldwide, and we're excited about it. And so go on the website, tbctucson.com, and go on all just dip your foot in all the streams, and it'll be a blessing to you. We have a church stream, a history stream, and we have a prayer stream, and... email me through that prayer stream. That'd be great. We'd sure appreciate it. John chapter 14. We're going to go to a very well-known passage in the Word of God. And I want to encourage you just to open your Bible and follow along. This is a text for troubled hearts. You know, a text that meets us in the tough times of life. And one of the most familiar sets of verses in the New Testament, often associated with death and funerals. But the message reaches to every troubled heart. Where Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Who is that? Brother Blaney, who always says, Sean Hannity, I think. He tells people, "Let not your heart be troubled." You know, and the fact is, we have a lot to trouble our hearts today in this country, don't we? We need to pray for America. We need to ask God. Somebody, I was talking to a dear brother this week, and he was saying, I don't really want to wave the flag, you know. And I said, well, why not? He said, well, all the terrible things are happening. I said, you know what? The liberals aren't waving the flag. I guarantee you that. The liberals don't have any time for it. They would rather have the United Nations flag or some one world flag, you know, where everybody bids allegiance to the harmonic convergent spirit of the devil. Well, I want to encourage you, dear friend, get and wave that flag, because it stands for patriotism and the Christian foundation that we have in this country. The red on the flag reminds us of the blood of Jesus and the blood of our forefathers. The white reminds us of holiness and righteousness. And the blue reminds us of honesty and integrity and the very heaven itself. And so we need to pray that God would be with our president, be with the senators and vice president and the staff there. They're having their problems and their heartaches there, I'm sure. The Senate, the House, and then the Supreme Court. And these people, we need to pray for them. Right down to the governor here and the rest of the people who are governing us. God said in his precious word that we are to pray for them. So let not your heart be troubled, Jesus said. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And then down in verse 5, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see it, dear friend. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Oh, listen, I believe what old Dr. Bob Jones used to say. He said, if you're not sure what to preach, then just brag on Jesus. Oh, we need to do that. You see, Christianity is not a list of do's and don'ts, dear friend, but Christ. It's knowing a person. Not are you going to heaven only, but do you know the Christ of heaven? Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 1 Timothy 2:5, it says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Oh, I'm so thankful for Jesus. I want us to listen to Bill Burr as he sings for us, take the world, but give me Jesus. Thank God for Bill Burr. And let's talk about Jesus. Let's think about Jesus. And let's hear our dear brother as he sings this precious song, take the world, but give me Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Bill Burr.
Take the world, but give me Jesus. All its joys are but a name, but His love abideth ever through eternal years the same. All the height and depth of mercy.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Bill Burr. What a blessing. What a precious man of God. I can remember being at a pastor's school and having him sing. And Brother Hiles, I think, was at a revival meeting and heard that man speak. And he said, I want you to come and sing at pastor's school. And so he did. He sang at pastor's school. And I thank the Lord for him. I praise the Lord that God has raised him up to be a singer, and he's going through a hard time right now. We need to pray for him. And he's got some physical challenges right now. So we need to ask you to pray for him, Bill Burr, and what a blessing he is in our lives and in our ministry. So just pray for him if you would. But he's got it right, dear friends. Take the world, but give me Jesus. As Jesus said in Revelation 1, 8 to 10 and 11, I am Alpha and Omega. Christ is one of these three things, friend. He's a liar, a lunatic, or he's the Lord of glory. Listen to him again. Yes. Thank you, Brother Burr. What a blessing. What a blessing. You know, he reminds us that the Lord Jesus, dear friend, is our all in all. I have a very important message. I guess if I could preach one message in churches across America, it is that Christ is our all in all. Listen, friend, Zoroaster doesn't love you, okay? No one ever said for me to live is Zoroaster and to die is gain. Buddha doesn't love you, friend. He doesn't love you. No one ever said for me to live is Buddha and to die is gain. He died at 80. He died at 80 years old of age, never fulfilled. Confucius doesn't love you, dear friend. He's nothing but confusion. And nobody ever said to me, for me to live is Confucius and to die is gain. Let me tell you something. Muhammad doesn't love you either. Or Allah doesn't love you. The God of hatred. The God of beheading. The God of anger and the God of war. You know, Muhammad doesn't love you. He's burning in hell right now. Unless he repented, trusted Christ as his Savior. And we never got any indication of that. And so, dear friend, who does that leave us? I had one man say to me, he came over from Iran. And he said, you know, I know that the Jews are wrong because they're so blinded and sad. He said, and I know Islam isn't right because they are so warlike and bitter. And that only leaves one really thing, one major religion left, and that is Christianity. So thank God that Jesus is alive. He was and is God. Isaiah 9:6, it says, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Oh, listen, friend, you can know this Savior. We can tell you about Him. You can bow your head right now and say yes to Jesus. And if you're willing to acknowledge that you're a sinner, but willing to say, Lord, I know I've sinned against You, a holy God, and I ask You to cleanse me and forgive me and save me for Jesus' sake, and I do now receive Christ as my personal Savior, He will save you, dear friend, and you can know the joy of sins forgiven. And so I say to you, dear friend, if you're willing to say yes to Jesus, He's willing to say yes to you. He already did say yes to you. As one college young person was walking home from the dorms and there was a cross up on the hill, he said, there's God's great plus sign. Amen? God's great plus sign. Yes, the cross is God's great plus sign. He wants to add you, dear friend, to His bride and body and His family, if you'll let Him. And so, if you say yes to Him, you got to say yes to Him, though. You got to say no to the devil and yes to Jesus. If you're willing to do that, He's willing to save you. And then if you're willing to trust Christ, guess what, dear friend? You ought to get baptized. And that's done at a local church. I'm thankful for a young man named Christopher who received Christ, and he came forward last week and wanted to be baptized. And we're going to be baptizing him, Lord willing, next week, him and Nicholas, another young man. And we praise the Lord for that. We need to have new converts, people getting saved, people getting baptized, people being added. And then, dear friend, as you say yes, you need to have a home church, just like you have a home you go to, just like you have a bed to sleep in, a roof over your head. You need to have a spiritual home, a place where you can be encouraged by God's people, where you can have a spiritual roof over your head. And I can't think of a better place in the Tucson area than Temple Baptist Church. And I ask you to come on out and visit us at 333 West Rackman. And I'll tell you what, you'll get a blessing. I believe you'll get a blessing. Now, they're doing some road work around there, but we're at the Executive Inn and Suites every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, our Bible classes, 10:30, our morning service, 5:30, our evening service, and then right now on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., our Bible study and prayer meeting. So I'd like to encourage you, dear friends, to come on out and visit us if you can. If you need a ride, give us a call at 250-9201 if you don't have a way to get to church. Just want to encourage you to do so, if you would. And so, why? Why do I encourage you to come? Because we want to tell you more about Jesus. We want to tell you more about this wonderful Savior who in John 14, He said, let not your heart be troubled. We live in a troubled world, don't we? We have trouble in the Middle East. We have trouble in the capital. We have trouble in our homes. We have trouble all about us. But Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Well, Thomas didn't quite understand that. And he said, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. You see, He is the incomparable Christ. He is incomparable in His teachings. He is incomparable in His miracles. It says in John 3:2, no man can do these miracles except thou be sent from God, Nicodemus said. He was incomparable in His death. He poured out His precious, pleading, powerful, prophetic blood for you and I. He was incomparable in His resurrection. No, Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, all the great religious leaders, not a one of them rose from the grave again, dear friend. Oh, it's a historical fact that Jesus rose again. And He's alive today. And He's seeking you out, dear friend. It's a historical fact. There's the empty tomb. There's even His enemies said that Jesus rose again from the dead. You see, the 14th chapter of John's Gospel comes to us drenched in tears of multitudinous contritions, warm with the fingers of agony and death, and fragrant with the faith of the young and old. You see, that chapter comes to us filled with the echoes of those who have overcome the world, and their voices testify to His saving and keeping power. Oh, the wonderful book of John, with the 14th chapter, stands as a lighthouse for storm-tossed Christian mariners, stands as an undiminished reservoir of consolation, stands as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land, and stands as a commissary of food to the spiritually hungry. It is a fountain, dear friends, of refreshing to those who thirst after righteousness, a chest of medicines for those wounded on the battlefield of life, an army of weapons for those who would fight the good fight of faith. This wonderful chapter, dear friends, is the panacea for all heart trouble. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You see, trouble is one word in every man's dictionary and every person's life. I'm thankful that Jesus is the answer for the troubles in our life. And he says here, well, I just hate this old world. I had somebody tell me this week, I just hate this world. You know what? One day, you know what? I told him, I said, listen, you know what? We thank God for the flag of America, but you know what? Our real citizenship is in heaven. The Greek word polytuma, as it says in Philippians, for our polytuma, our citizenship, our real citizenship is eternal in the heavens. Yes, we thank God for America that we have this freedom. Thank God we have a Christian heritage. But dear friend, I'm going higher someday. We're just here for a short time, a few breaths of life, a few blades of grass, a little vapor of time, and we'll be vanished away. And so Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, I'm thankful for the prepared place, aren't you? And we're going to hear about that prepared place right now. We're going to hear about that prepared place. You know what? When we die, guess what, friend? It's not all over. It's just beginning when we pass away. And we're going to head up to glory. If you're a little discouraged today, I want you to listen to this song, because we're going to go up higher one day, and we're going to hear, well done, that good and faithful servant. Here we go. Men of the cross. Praise the Lord.
As I go winding my way to glory land, the home of the soul, my life is filled with sorrow where I roam, wherever. But when I enter the gates of glory land, which now is my goal, my Lord will say, my child, you're welcome, home, you're welcome, home. Well done, my child.
Amen.
A crown of life, you've won.
Amen.
Well done, my child.
Well done, my child.
He'll save the day. My father told you fought a good fight. Well done, my child.
Well done.
Thank you, churchmen. Praise God for those wonderful words. Well done, my child. And you know what? You know, all these degrees of today, you know, we have D.D. and Ph.D. and Ph.D. and, you know, all those degrees. All I want is the W.D. degree, friend. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I thank God that Jesus has gone to prepare us a place, dear friend. That place is spoken of in Revelation chapter 21, where he says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. And I love this next verse. He says, And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. You know, I'm grateful that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God for that place, dear friends. Thank God that we're going not just to a state of being. We're going to a real place. The Bible talks to us about it. Talks about a pure river of water of life. It talks about a city, four square, length as large as breadth, about approximately 7,920,000 square feet, feet or 1,500 miles. Oh, listen, friend, there it is, and we're going to be a part of that. It's going to be walls. It's going to be walls of jasper and pearl and so forth. And he says nothing. There's not going to be any without our dogs and sorcerers, whoremongers. He says he's not going to allow anything in there that is a lie. There shall no wise any wise enter into it, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. You know, I'm grateful that we're going as a prepared people. Let me tell you something, friend. This prepared place called heaven is for a prepared people who have given their hearts and lives to Jesus. I'm grateful for heaven. We're going to talk about more about heaven next week. We're going to talk about Jesus coming again, the person of Christ. And then we have a prepared place. But then we also have the promise of His return. I want to tell you, we don't hear much about it these days, but Jesus is coming again, and He's coming very soon. Are you ready for Him, dear friend? Are you ready if the Alpha and Omega should break through the blue? Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life. Yeah. So, friends, I want to just thank you for tuning in today, and I pray that you're blessed. I pray that you've received Christ as your Savior, you're living for Him, and that you will come and join with us at Temple Baptist Church. We'd love to see you. Thank God for those who've helped us. We appreciate Sunrise Baptist Church. We appreciate Christians along the way who have helped us and encouraged us. I just want to thank God for Jesus today. And let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. You're on the victory side, dear friend. God bless you. Until next week.
Thank you, Brother Cliff. And once again, we thank you, dear friend, for tuning in to Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow. We trust you were blessed and challenged by God's precious word. If you are not sure about your own personal salvation, or if you have a spiritual need, we would love to hear from you and provide counsel and materials for your own spiritual growth. You can write to us at Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 16544, Tucson, Arizona 85732. Or you can contact us at 520-250-9201. And by the way, Brother Cliff is available for special meetings and pulpit supply also. Well, God bless you richly, and be sure to join us the next Lord's Day at 5 p.m. for Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow.